Hey, welcome to the show. This is John.
I've had people ask me how I manage my bipolar disorder.
One of the things I ask them is, how do you view yourself? The perspective of how you see yourself is huge. For me, I see myself as a warrior, as a bipolar warrior. It might sound kind of, I don't know, overdramatic, doesn't really make sense to some people, but for me, it's how I'm able to manage day to day and to live my life. See, when I think of a warrior, I think of somebody who's always striving to make themselves better. Whether it's through food, healthy food to make you stronger, to exercise to make you stronger, to meditate to clear my mind. As a warrior, it makes sense that I see bipolar disorder as a battle. That's why I see it as a battle, because it's the bipolar battle. The whole reason for me to start this podcast is I started my blog, The Bipolar Battle, a few years ago, 2017, if I remember correctly. And the reason why I want to do what I'm doing now is to support people that have bipolar disorder. If I can use my experience and what I've gone through to help you, I can't tell you how ecstatically happy I get. See, it took me 10 years to find the right combination of meds. Now, when people talk to me, I let them know what's worked for me, what hasn't worked for me. And my hope is that you'll take what hasn't worked for me as a way into your own experience, so you don't have to go through the same experience, like negative experiences, whatever you want to call them. So hopefully you can get stabilized quicker, because that's the whole bottom line, I think. I just want people to not have to suffer as much as I had to. And I can do that by sharing my story with you. I can share the tools, the ways, the things that help. And my other hope is that you'll join me with this podcast. Because the thing, I know I'm talking about all this that I want, but it's actually pushing the information towards you so you can live a better life, so you can get the most out of life. Your quality of life can be improved, enhanced. So as a warrior, I ask you again, what do you think of? Do you see yourself as a warrior? I know at first I didn't see myself as a warrior, but as the years have gone by, I fight each day to win this battle. And each day is a battle. And you're not going to be able to get through each day the way that you want to, but as long as you're trying and doing the best that you can, for me, that's enough. You know, fighting a battle one day might be getting out, going to school, taking the kids to school, running a bunch of errands, you know, going to the grocery store. I mean, I know now COVID-19 is put a big wrench in all of this. What you can see from one day to another, it's going to be completely different. Like today, I've done some work from home. I'm doing a bunch of projects or working on a bunch of projects and that sort of thing. But who knows? maybe in a few days, I might only be able to get out of bed to take a shower, get some food, and do nothing more than that. My point is that it's important to see what you're doing and see it as a success. I think a lot of people are always comparing themselves to what they're not getting done when you should be praising yourself for the things that you do. So on that note, I'm going to let you guys go, but I want you to know for these future podcasts, I want to keep them short and to the point so they're actionable and you can take the action you need to live a better life.
If you found this podcast episode helpful in any way, please consider pledging financial support to me and my mission of empowering those of us living with bipolar disorder. Your pledge allows me the ability to record these episodes and provide them to you. Thank you for your consideration.